ever end the topic or like fully all agree on the same thing, but we're making progress. If it's your first time joining the show, well, this is a gendered show. I love to establish this so that we're all on the same page. It's a gendered show, and what this means is that it's aimed at looking at issues that affect women on the larger scale, issues that affect the society as a whole, because women are a very huge and important part of society. And the biggest goal for me is that you have healthy relationships with the women in your life. You get it? Welcome to the show. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join the show there right away. You can also join me on Twitter by tweeting at Nigeria Info FM. You can do the same by sending a message onto WhatsApp 08095975805. As usual, the show is in two parts. The first part is just me giving you like a brief. Okay, you guys that are calling, what is it? Wait now. Let me finish. I'm going to give you a brief of what happened over the weekend. It's just like the gist corner. I call it the appetizer because you're on the table, right? After that, we'll go on to the main dish. So let's get started.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Now, those who know me a bit would know that I do not take back jobs, if you understand what I mean. I don't take jobs that shortchange the company I work for, anywhere I work for. Right. It's a different thing if you want me to offer you a service separately, you know, from the company. But you're not saying that your company does this. We don't want to pay the full form. So collect more and give us the value your company would have given us. No, that's never going to be me. I know some people do it. And that's what I want to address today. So some of you, you know, now this happened. I experienced it. The past few weeks I've been really boiling. And I think today is just the peak of it. So I can very easily label this week as a week of axe to grind, because I've got axes to grind with humans of the world this week. Now, if you're going to do a back job, you shouldn't even do it in the first place. But if you now, with your full chest, do it, you had better do a good job. So someone apparently had lied to me that he was doing my job in his company. Apparently, he was doing it by, I didn't even know. And now you collect all my money, you did a bad job, and now I'm realizing the job never even got to the company. So this is a fresh week. I'd encourage you to give your job your best, right? There are extra things you can do that does not have to shortchange other people. Shortchanging people, you, it's not that money that you use to build house. And if you come across somebody who's like me, I'm sorry for you. Apparently, there's one online vendor also who collected money from me and has refused to deliver my product. And I don't know why, I'm just being very nice. But over the weekend, I said, oh, okay, I've had it. Now, we're going to have an axe to grind, because you're going to return my money, or I'm going to drag you like Tiger Jen. Do you understand? And I'm going to get my money from you. And while I'm at it, your business is going to close down. That's when I vex. So I'm going to encourage you, if you're going to do business, be genuine, right? Be straightforward. Be open-minded. Don't shortchange people. Imagine that was all the money I had and I desperately needed to buy that thing. I mean, that's it. And for a lot of people, their money is gone down the drain. Those people, will they be smiling for you or swearing for you? It's a new week. Please do your work diligently. Give your best. I always tell people, give more than 100%. Give more. You're being never. Thank you for attending my talk. My breath on the table, if you're ready, I am. Let's go.
Now to the main dish. On Table Talk. Table Talk.
Alrighty, it's that time of the morning. Monday morning, we're not taking it easy. We're breaking tables. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and you're listening to Table Talk. What we do here is look at issues that affect women, and I try very hard to help you dig into the recesses of your mind and ask the question, why? Why do I do what I do? As a society, why do we do what we do? It doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to change everything today, but when we stop to think, we die. So let's continue to prod thoughts and ask ourselves, okay, this thing, is, why do we do it? Let's weigh it. Is it nice? Is it something to continue? The past few weeks, we've been talking about the concept, various concepts surrounding relationships between men and women. We've delved in from, should a man live in his richer wife's home? That's taken us into men being sole providers. We visited that again. And towards the end of the show last week, I promised to bring you that conversation based on the last comment I read from last week's show. Someone was saying that there cannot be two captains in a boat. There cannot be two masters. in a whatever, I don't know. So that's what that's a concept we want to discuss today. Two captains or two masters in a boat. What does this mean? Again, we're prodding thought. Two captains or two masters in the boat. What does this concept mean? When I hear people talk about it, especially men, they talk about it with such agitation, with such power, with such, I don't want to say venom, but with such strength, as if this is my human right. You can't take my birthright away from me. As if you want to, as if the very thought of, now, a lot of people are angry that I'm even asking this question. They're very upset. You hear them very soon. They're upset because the very thought that how dare you even challenge my captainmanship or my mastership. So I want to understand, it's not quarrel. Of course, quarrel is allowed. I full ground, show you get. But I want to know, what do you mean when you insist and you say so powerfully, so vehemently, so like never discuss it, it's a no-brainer. When you say that there can't be two masters in a ship or two captains in a boat, what do you mean? Women, please also join the conversation. I've also heard a lot of women say this. Now, as a bonus, I want to say to you that most successful marriages that I have studied and I have seen are not just marriages, relationships. They have one thing in common. And those relationships is a place where everyone works together for a common good. There isn't a dragging of, I'm the master of this ship, I'm the captain of this boat. There isn't a master servant. There isn't a captain whatever relationship. I've had this argument even with colleagues who said, oh, but as a captain, I'm like, oh yeah, but who's the captain without the rest of the ship? But I mean, just tell me. Today, I'm just going to listen. Unless people practically put your hand in my mouth, I really just want to listen to you today and hear you. When you say there can't be two captains on a boat, there can't be two masters in this house, what do you mean? 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465-7190. These are concepts and stereotypes and conditionings that we've grown up with and never questioned. So tell me what you mean. Let's see. Is it making sense? Is this something we should continue? Or is this something that should just enter the sea of forgetfulness? Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. You're my first caller. Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name? Ah, no way. How dare you? Good morning. Hello? Hello? Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Okay. Now, what is going on? Why are the quotes dropping off? Okay. Let me try one more. If it doesn't work, then I have to just restart this thing. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Sam. My name is Special.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
I greet you.
I greet you too.
Well, I'll say I'm my detective, and we've been hearing all these things since we've been kids.
Yeah.
And we see how it goes on in our family all around, and it's universal. And I keep telling people, for the first time in my life, I met a misogynist. You understand? The way he spoke with ultimate superiority. I was telling him, he looked at me, he now told me what really got me annoyed. He said, my mom knows that I don't give her any character of respect.
His mom knows what?
That he doesn't respect her.
His mom knows that he doesn't respect her.
And then I asked him, yes. Why? He said she's a woman.
Wow.
She's looking fine. She's a woman in one context. I'm telling you, this guy is a very intelligent guy. He almost swept me under the carpet.
Wow.
You understand? I never stood my ground. And I told him that from the onset, these things are just created by selfish men just to subjugate women.
Thank you very much. I know you're whispering, you're possibly in the office, but thank you very much for calling. I've got Ikechukwu on the line. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Sita
Oduomo. Welcome to the show.
Rakoboko.
Welcome.
If you have mutual love, mutual agreement, and you can work together, there will be nothing like it. I'm the man of the house. See, some men are suffering from insecurity, or when the woman is having more and more than them, that is when you'll be hearing, I'm the man of the house. I'm the leader of the house. But if you can work together, put the resources together, like me and my wife is doing, and my pastor daughter is doing, there will be no head of the family. But remember, don't get the money, they don't become captain, and they don't become say, because I'm feeding you, because I'm paying for house rent, they are not living what God said. Number one, a woman must submit. Sitting in the Bible, as it comes. Submit first to your husband, and your husband will love you. Are you ready? Hello?
I'm trying to follow you.
So what I want to say, a woman must submit. It is written. You cannot because of the game money. You are not disrespecting your husband. That is when we are. Two captains cannot stay in a boat.
So, where they be? Then listen back to me. So, have you met women who don't have any money? Some of them they possibly even brought them from the village, and they're very rude and disrespectful to their husbands. Have you heard of that before?
I don't hear it very, very well.
Have you seen scenarios where a woman who doesn't have money, she's not the one bringing in the money, but she's rude and disrespectful to her husband? Have you heard it before?
Those ones.
No, that's not the answer to my question. Have you read or seen it before?
Yes, I've seen it. You know, so those ones. They're not normal.
That's not the answer to my question. I only asked you if you've seen or heard about.
There are plenty in my city.
So if you have seen and experienced such, do you think that being disrespectful is still tied to the fact that a woman has more money?
The question was asked is, two captains cannot stay in one boat.
You are refusing to answer my question. You're just talking to yourself. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Actually, because I was in the office there, so you had to. I'm giving myself space.
Okay. Yeah. I know you were practically whispering.
Yeah, yeah. You need to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I normally speak with anger when I call. Even your last caller, I said to you, allow me to speak in anger. It doesn't make any sense. When my mother speaks, sometimes I wish I was a woman. You understand? But do you know what I notice in her?
Yeah.
She is still engrossed in that mentality. You understand what I'm saying? When she's talking, then she'll just calm down. When somebody say, you're a woman now, she'll just calm down. But she would like to voice, make her context clear. No matter whose ox is God. I keep telling people, there is no difference between a man and a woman. If you are a man and you are feeling you are the end of something, you are just being insecure and you are just following a patriarchal mentality, and it doesn't make any sense.
But let's hope they will hear.
You don't understand this thing. I just see it that way. I'm a guy and I understand. But so when imagine, I was speaking to some people last week. The guy was saying, "Man, all these ladies that are cheating." These guys should leave them. I say fine, but if the guy who does the same, he should be left. Did you know that they felt uncomfortable?
Oh, of course they will. Of course they will. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling, and I'm glad you were able to connect again. Thank you. Have a fabulous day at work. I'm glad. They will practically be uncomfortable. So I like to say that if you have a problem with X in women, but you permit X in men, your problem is not with X. Your problem is with women. Simple. Do you get it? Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Welcome to Table Talk.
Yeah, I'm Gerald Odu from Alta Ogun State.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. As Nigeria Info and it's an organization, all of you together work together to have a goal for Info to succeed.
Yeah.
But Nigeria Info has a chairman.
Yeah, sure.
Who is the head? That's how God is the head of the entire world. The man is the head of the whole. He's not designed to oppress the wife, but he's answerable to God. Are you hearing me, one more?
I'm with you. He's answerable to God. Okay.
So a man is not designed to oppress his wife, but he's the head.
Okay.
If the wife don't see him as a head, if you don't see your supervisor,
your supervisor,
how will you feel?
So he's like a supervisor. So as a supervisor, what would be like his terms of reference? What is his daily role? You know, I like to have actionable points so that people can understand. I get where you're coming from, but just break it down a bit more for me. So what are his supervisory roles? Like in a day, what does he do? Does he check if the bathroom is well washed? If the kids have warm food? Is he checking to be sure? What exactly is he supervising?
As a man who is the head of the home, he has to lead by example.
Okay.
He's not limited to give all the money. He can wash plates. He can cook food.
As a captain?
Yeah, as a man, he has to make sure, you see, he has to lead by example. He must be peaceable.
No, but that's different from the example you just gave me. I mean, if you're...
Two cannot be the chief. But I'm telling you that there must be a head in any institution now.
I've agreed with you. I've just asked you to break it down a bit.
There must be a head. But that head of any institution must not oppress something.
Okay. Yeah, eating from both sides of the mouth. So what I understand from what he said is, all right, so there's going to be a head. Unless you mean that the title head is simply ceremonial. In most instances in the African setting, when you say head, you don't lead by example, Concon. You don't wash plates. You don't lead by example anything because you're the captain and you're the master. And there can't be two masters, right? And there can't be two captains. But he's saying, he's talking about a diluted version of two captains, which is that you're the captain, but you also lead by example. You wash, you clean. Okay, that's one way to look at it. Good morning, hello. Ew, sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to. Good morning. All right. Please call me back. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Victor.
All right, Victor. Two captains in a boat. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I would like to continue from where the other man stopped.
Okay.
Like, in every union, like in an organization or what have you, there has to be a head. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got that much from him. Yeah.
Yeah, like the question you ask the man as what?
Yeah.
The scenario differs.
Okay.
Like, okay, a man that goes to work as early as like 4 a.m., comes back at probably 9, 10. You don't expect that kind of a man to wash plates. He could assist in other things. Like in my house, I have a washing machine.
Mm.
I have a 16-year-old boy. I have a 12-year-old boy.
Mm.
My 16-year-old boy does most of the cooking in the house. The only thing madam does is, you know, you female now.
Mm.
It's probably when you need to cook the soup.
Yeah.
That's when she comes in.
Yeah. Does she work?
She's a wonderful guy.
Does she work?
Hello, when you probably need to cook a soup, maybe weekend.
Mm. But does she do any kind of work? Besides staying?
She has a shop.
Okay, so yes, she also goes out in the morning and comes back in the...
She
possibly
goes
earlier.
Out in the morning, but she could... She can go anytime she wishes to go.
Mm.
But she just decided, since she has a grown-up kid, she will not do anything.
Well, fine. Yeah, they are teenagers.
I let it be. You understand?
Yeah.
Personally, I don't give my clothes to iron. I don't give my son my clothes to iron.
Mm.
But my wife gives them to iron.
That's good now. It's training.
Hello, listen to me. Hear where I'm going to.
I'm listening to you.
He does most of that. You understand? In fact, it causes quarrel at times. The guy is writing exams now. And you are giving him to do your chores. Where does that come from? I'm not even bothered about that. You know, I try to just calm myself down. But I want to answer your question, actually.
Mm.
Now, it depends on the scenario. If I go to work as early as 4 a.m., come back at 9, you don't expect me to come.
I get your point regarding that. I'm with you. Now, the part I need you to point me off to me before you leave, I have a break coming up, is so where does your mastership now come in this conversation? Your as the captain of the ship, what does it mean? As an exemplarily, what do you do as a captain? Because apparently you've given me an example now. You said your wife does stuff you don't like you think she's stressing the boy. It might just be too much. I listened to what you've also said. But, I mean, if you're the captain of the ship, what are you captaining?
Yes. My captain of the ship has to come in like, there are things that, you know, you female, you see things.
I have 30 more seconds. You have not answered my question.
How do I put this?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, oh my God, how do I say this?
Oh, it's all right.
I'm coming.
I have a break coming up. I have just a few more seconds. So you need to give me an answer quick.
You see, the thing is kind of interwoven.
That's bugger. That's where I'm going. Let's talk about it when I come back. I can't keep you here. I need to go on a break. So we'll come back to talk about this. There can't be two captains in the boat. Okay. As a captain, what does it mean? In practical terms, how do you captain your own boat? That's what I want to hear. You give me practical examples. I mean, you control, you give the order and they must obey. If they don't obey, are you a good captain? I'll be right back.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Society says a woman is owned either by her father or her husband. I disagree. I say no one owns another human being. I am Wemimo Adewuni, the Table Breaker.
If evil continues for 1 year, they call it tradition. And it tells me that it's women that are supporting this evil called tradition. And those women who are thankful that these men pick them out of their miserable life and keep them as wives that are supporting this thing.
Love me or hate me, more and more people listen to Table Talk every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. Over 500,000.
I'm Mama T from Ikorodu.
I'm Adroboye Samuel.
My name is Omeka. I'm calling from Kechi.
My name is Nita. I'm calling from Badere.
My name is Omeka. I'm calling from Lekki.
Hello, my name is Ngozi Tita.
We have 1 hour on Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. Let's break some tables.
A very good morning to you again. If you're just joining the show, absolutely welcome. This is Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and what we do here is break tables. Yeah. So I'm asking you today, usually I love thinking of concepts. I mean, when I hear something and I ask why. Okay, so when you keep saying this thing, do you keep saying it just because it's always been said? Or does it have any practical usefulness? If it does not have any practical usefulness, why do you keep repeating it? So today I'm asking you, when you say there can't be two captains in a ship, I'm talking in regards to a relationship between a man and a woman, in relationships or in marriages, what exactly do you mean? What exactly do you mean? There can't be two masters in this house. There can't be two captains in a ship. I want you to give me an actionable point, what you mean. As a captain, what do you do? As a woman, if you also believe in the captainship of a man, what do you expect the captain to do? What expectations do you have of a captain? And are they able to fulfill all of those expectations? Are we over-expecting or under-expecting? I would like to listen to you. Good morning, hello. All right, the number to call, 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. Let me start from WhatsApp this time around before I return to the calls. Muyuddin says, it's a statement of fact that two captains cannot steer a ship or a plane, else you'd have mommy's boys going into marriage. You have not explained anything. And this does not help on a show like Table Talk. I don't want you just, you know, repeating, you know, stuff that you've always said. I need you to ask the why question and you might not get the answer deeply, but try to express why. It doesn't mean you're right. It doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means that you are at least prodding that thought. Someone here says, you didn't tell me your name. You said the day you start reminding your wife or announcing that you are the man of the house, you know that you have failed in your home. This one says, it's obvious most men don't understand the concept of captaincy in a boat. They only want the reward of being the captain. They don't want to make the sacrifices that come with being a captain. I know in a football game, a captain can get a yellow card because of the comportment of the team. Talk away from Ajigunle. We don't have a show about men. It's only about women, and you are fighting for gender equality. Well, that means you don't know me very much, because I have a page for men on Facebook. It's called Pro Version Man. We have events and seminars. We even had a dinner last December. I do that for men. So you possibly, maybe you're just listening to the show. You don't know me quite well. So if you're a man, you should go follow Pro Version Man. It's on Facebook. All right. Okundia from Badagry says, the man is the captain of the home. He doesn't need to be the breadwinner to be so. He's a coordinator of the home. You can have two wives at home in Nigeria, but not two husbands. You may have two drivers in a car, but only one can be on the steering seat. Okay. So does your own explanation of being the captain, does it necessarily just mean that you can have as many wives as possible as the coordinator? Again, break this down for me. That's what I need us all to do. When you say you are the coordinator, actionable points. What do you do? How do you coordinate? I need to know. I need you to, you, again, it's not because I don't know where I'm driving at or what my thoughts are. It's because I want everybody who's listening to me. By the way, we do you know how many people now listen to this show? Hey, it's plenty. You should bring money and adverts on this show, right? We have plenty adverts, by the way, but bring more. Come and sponsor the show, Seth. That would even be nicer. Now, I need you to explain to me what you mean by you coordinate the home. What does it mean? Like, you have clear cut out roles. Like, if we people, you're not blended together. Because I wonder how you would, with one mouth, say that you are now one, but in the next breath, you are claiming right as a captain and coordinator. So tell me, as a coordinator, how do you coordinate? What exactly does it mean you give an order and everybody must comply? What does it mean to you in practical terms? I'm taking a final one from WhatsApp for now. Osaro from Liverpool Estate, Satellite Town, says, there is no clear point about the issue. The captainship is just all about age and maturity. Marriage is a union, not slave and master. All about age and maturity. Well, how about in relationships where the wife is older than the man? How about relationships where the wife is more mature than the husband? It happens. Because, I mean, we on this show, we don't play the ostrich. It happens that you have relationships where the wife is more mature than the man. And I don't want you guys coming around or anybody coming around and say, oh, a man that has a wife that's more mature than him is a sissy. No, he's not a sissy. That's the exact one I keep repeating. We're all very different and we're made very differently. It's being able to find that balance, that blendedness. And I'm wondering how you people don't want to blend. You want to do staccato. Sorry, I'm bringing in music. All right, I'm back on the phone lines now. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is David.
David, your radio has to be off. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Welcome. So, two captains in a ship. What does that concept mean to you?
Okay. The thing is, there are some responsibilities. For example, now in the society, as you all know, if a man does not have a house, you shouldn't think of getting married. If he doesn't have a job, you shouldn't think of getting married. But the woman, women are allowed to get married without jobs. Women are allowed to get married without a house. So these make a man the captain. And for example, now they're having a meeting like in the compound. It's only like if a woman represents the meeting, probably she might not be allowed to.
Okay, you two, just replay what you've said. Now imagine that it's somebody like me that's living in your compound and you're telling me that she will not be allowed to speak. Like somebody's going to peg my mouth and stop me from talking.
No, really, she might not be she might not be allowed to, because they feel it's a man, is the head of the, is the captain of the house that is supposed to represent.
No, but doesn't that sound funny to you? Is it just me that's finding it hilarious?
I'm giving you practical scenarios. Like, I'm giving you situations that in African setting.
I'm not disagreeing that happens. I'm saying that, does it sound okay that even occurs? Does it sound okay?
It is in African society.
It is okay.
It's what we have lived. It's what we have come to.
I know we were born with it. It happened. It used to happen. In some places it still happens. I'm asking you as a person, as a David, right? Yeah. Is it okay? Do you think, weigh it by yourself as David, is it okay?
To some extent, it is. Because, I don't know, there's sometimes, okay, I've been in a meeting where, okay, there was a meeting, a woman was represented.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the duration of the meeting, she didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say, not because she's scared, I don't know if she was scared, or I don't really know her, but most times, they don't speak.
Stop that generalization. Don't say women are not vocal. I'm one. I'm a woman. If you are looking for vocal,
Okay. I'm sorry to generalize. Mm-hmm. Some women, when they find themselves in this group of men, most women are not very, very vocal.
But you still do not see the problem here now, do you? The very problem I see from where I'm sitting is that if men who think like you are seated, and a lot of women who have also been groomed to think that they are in the wrong place sitting with men, then they would not talk for the fear of getting people like you upset.
I'm not supporting, you know, about me getting...
But you told me just a few breaths ago that it's okay, because that's how we've been raised. It's okay for women not to show up at meetings that involve men.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
Okay, is it okay for a man to get married without a job or a house?
If his partner is well-to-do and they both agree, and he's not a lazy person and she's not either, yeah, of course. You don't know that there are men who did not have jobs and their wife sponsored the whole wedding?
But is it right?
Of course. Again, I've said, if the premise is that if the wife, one of them has to have something to do, and both of them need to have a plan on how they're going to work.
Do you know that most 90% of the times, women are always using that to work against men in future? Like, they use...
Okay, so how did you come about your statistics of 90% of the time?
It's the fact now. A lot of women and men can testify to this.
All right. Thank you very much for engaging with me. I really loved talking to you, Davey. Thank you. This is Table Talk. We're prodding the depth of thoughts. So, all right. Let me see if we got a woman on the line. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You're welcome to the show. Hi. My goodness. Why? Please call me back. I have got the line open for ladies. It's 01-465-7175. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Gudon from Alabado.
Welcome.
Yeah. First of all, it would be meaning of two captains in a ship, right? There can be two captains in a ship. There can be two heads in a ship. And I solidly support that.
Okay.
In the sense that it's not because of maybe the marriage, because that's how it has been ordained. Now, what it means to me, what it means to me is that in just like when you compare it to work situations,
mm-hmm.
a head, the way he leads determines how the subordinate is going to respond to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it does, or some heads will prefer to be much more involved in daily tasks, while others will prefer to just dish out to the others.
Hmm.
And let the subordinates comply.
Hmm.
So it depends on the man, the kind of leadership or the kind of headship he wants to impose in the house.
Hmm.
That makes that determines how the team, which is the husband, the man and the woman, now will move ahead.
Hmm.
So that lots of people talk about the issue of who pays the piper to take the tone. That is another topic for another day.
Wow.
But that's what I mean, yes.
Okay, so before you go, thank you very much for explaining. And I think I can get it to your mind and experience the thoughts that you have. But do you don't see anything wrong? You don't think anything is wrong with this scenario that you've painted? Just give me a yes or no answer. Do you think there's anything wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong.
There's nothing
wrong. It depends on how you manage.
So it depends. The man will determine whether he wants to be hands-on. I mean, which is why I think I understand. Thank you very much. Let me not keep you on the line for too long. But I think I now understand a bit of why some men would say that because I'm the captain of this home, whatever I say stands. pardon me. In many parts of Nigeria, in the north and in a couple of places down south, you find young girls get married early. And the wives have no say in it because the husband has determined that the girl has to marry. You get scenarios where the man also says that, you woman, you're not going to work because this is how I want to run my own home. I'm the captain. You're going to sit at home. Forget if you've got any talent of giftings. You've married me. You are now my subordinate. I am not the captain. I don't know what's going on. Why is this hum everywhere? And I'm not now the captain of this boat, so you're going to have to comply. Now I understand where that reasoning comes from. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Good morning. What's your name? Can you hear me?
These two captains on the ship.
Do you want to tell me your name?
Okay, I'm PJ. I'm on transit anyway.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Two captains on a ship.
Yeah.
When everybody is talking, nobody's talking.
When everybody is...
No. When everybody is talking at the same time, nobody's talking. Because nobody hears each other. Now, captain on the ship, as the man being the head of the family,
yes,
is for orderliness.
Okay.
Orderliness in the sense that you put your feet down to certain things that, okay, everybody, let's go this way. Because God has given you that, doesn't mean your wife is maybe inferior to you. Because for a marriage to work, there must be what? Unity, togetherness. You trash things out together. You don't just, you know, wake up and decide. Even if you have any ideas, you bring it out and say, my wife, see. Then she herself will bring her own. Then people will not look at both. Then, if it is her own that is not saying, don't say because you are the head that her own opinion doesn't matter. You being the head is for orderliness in the home.
You know what I'm hearing from you, like one of the other callers did, is that you want to eat your cake and have it. You started by saying that the man has to be the head of course there has to be order in every institution or anywhere you have two people or more. There has to be some form of order. You say that the man has to take the lead, which means that he must, at times he will give orders and everybody has to comply. He will say, this is the way we're going and everyone has to comply. In the next breath, you're also telling me that the wife is not inferior and he must also take advice from her. Now, he's not balanced. What?
No, before he would have come out to say that, he would have had the discussion with the wife.
But if he's a captain of the home that has the God-given wisdom to take the best decisions, he doesn't have to consult you as his wife because he would have the ability to make the best decisions. That's why a lot of them do not consult, actually, because they believe that they are the captain of the boat and they know what's best and everybody had better comply. You agree? Okay, she's gone. Do you want to put off your radio for me?
Hello.
Good morning, Charles. Welcome to the show. Thank you for holding on.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
I just wanted to weigh in on the whole scenario.
Okay.
First off, when they talking about male being the captain of the home, what I think is the major thing the man should provide, practically speaking, like you have suggested, is leadership. Leadership. In the sense that, okay, we're about to make certain moves, certain investment, or whatever it is, or even spiritual leadership, financial leadership, intellectual leadership. So that's where the man should come forth. And that doesn't mean that the lady on her own cannot prefer a better solution. So leadership entails the fact that you are willing to learn, even from your wife or even your kid, because you might want to make a decision for the entire family that is not even reasonable, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
So there come a point where you will now talk with your wife, okay, honey, what do you think? I'm about to do this. And then hands-on as well. I believe that every man should be hands-on. Okay, for me, my wife works. She leaves very early, comes back later than I do. Myself, I work from home most of the time. I go to the office. So I don't see the reason why I would leave some of the chores that I know that are before my eyes. and she's yet to come back home, and wait for her to come back to access some of the things. I did them even without being cajoled or whatever. And it's our home, it's our house, it's our work, it's our responsibility to take care of it.
So I agree with most of the things you've said. I've just got a question.
Okay.
So when you say that the man, again, this is not necessarily meaning that you are wrong or right. It's just a prod thought, okay? So when you say that the man is to provide leadership, have you seen instances, and I've mentioned this earlier, where the woman has more leadership skills than the man, but the man, because he's cultured and conditioned to think that his goal and his role is to provide leadership, he keeps attempting to take the leadership role. Because he believes that if he doesn't do it, he's less of what is expected from him. You know, what I suggest, which all of you might not agree to, is that because it is a union, everybody should bring in their strength and nobody should keep fishing for leadership role. If you're all heading to the same position, look for the strength of your partner and both of you leverage on it. But if you keep saying, I'm the captain, I'm the one who ought to, by biblical, Islamic, traditional, African standards, the man is meant to provide leadership. What this means is that you would not take the full advantage of the gift of your wife.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And for the scenario where you pointed out about some men not being willing to accept a better suggestion, a better opinion from his wife, I just see that as a inferiority complex. Because I don't see any reason why anybody in his right senses would not want to embrace a better ideology, a better...
No, but if you've been... I will know why, because I've listened to quite a number of people. If you've been conditioned to think, and a lot of them, they're not doing this because they mean harm. They're doing this because they've been raised to think that if they don't fill in this gap, they are lacking. Do you understand? If you think that if I'm not providing the leadership, if I'm not bringing in the most money, I'm less of a man than my friends or my brothers are... Mm-hmm. Then you keep striving to want to do it, although your wife would have done it easier. Do you get it? Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Charles, for calling. Thank you so much for being here. All right, let's speak to a few more women. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, Wemi Mo.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Nike. Hi.
Welcome. You people should start paying me for all this free advice. What do you think? Should I start charging?
I think you should charge. I think this is what you're doing.
I think it's too good to be free. What is
you should
charge. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah. Here's what I will say, Wemi Mo. I think that I love the analogy of, a ship that cannot have two captains.
Mm.
But you see, when they are choosing the captain of a ship, they're not giving it to the person with the PS. They're giving it to the person with the most experience to be the captain of that particular ship.
Amen,
you
sister.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen,
so
sister.
So if it's a marriage and it's a union between two people, I think that the husband and the wife can be the captains of that union.
No, but they said there can be two.
On a case-by-case basis.
Right.
So if one person is better with handling money than the other person,
right,
let that person be the captain of the money decision.
Right.
If one person is better at handling certain decisions about, say, maybe school or healthcare or the perfect location to set up base or the kinds of works or investments you should go into, let one person captain that decision. The problem here is that when two people quarrel, there's usually a third person that settles the fight. And marriage doesn't have that third person. So for easy convenience, easy problem solving, they say, okay, let's just give it to the man. But what if the man is an idiot? That's not to say that men are idiots.
Yeah.
But what if the man doesn't know how to think? What if the man doesn't know how to lead?
Yeah.
There are women who are great leaders. Wemi Mo has given herself as an example.
Yeah.
Nigeria Info is littered with women who are strong, who are intelligent, who are smart. Are you telling me that if you were a man married to the women who work on Nigeria Info, and these women obviously pass you, the only way you can feel like, oh, I'm a man, is if you can falsely in your house say, oh, I'm the head of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, If you fall for me, I fall for you. Okay,
that's it.
Let me lead on this decision, then you lead on the decision. I prefer the analogy of a plane.
Yeah.
A plane has two captains.
You have
a pilot and a co-pilot. They both decide to fly the plane together.
Right.
And because they're making decisions about the flight stays in the air.
Right.
The plane cannot fly with only one engine. It needs both engines to be working at the same time. If they're both working at the same time, you have a smooth flight.
Wait, what's but your name again? Let me be going home on this note. What's your name? Jumping. Hi.
I can't. My name is
Nika. Let's be going home. Let's go home. Let's go home. You have closed the show for me. Let's just go home. This is beautiful. Thank you so very much. I absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much. Udubisi is on the line from Satellite Town. Good morning, Udubisi.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for holding on the line. Thank you for being there.
Thank you. Is that Miss or Mrs. Wemimo?
Wemimo is just fine. Wemimo is my name.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Wemimo. See, let us do not. I think I know the angle you are going, but you know, God is not the author of confusion.
I agree.
Everything God does, yes.
It's systematic.
Everything God does,
yeah.
He must do it beautifully well.
Absolutely.
So, He created the man and the woman,
mm-hmm.
and now give the man an edge to take the leadership of the union. Yeah, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that the man will not seek the advice or counsel of his wife if there are some certain things. To make some decisions, you must consult the wife
on
and
certain
hear from
things.
The wife.
Mm.
Look, I want to tell you something. In every organization in Nigeria, in the world,
there
must be head. The
person
that is heading it.
Agreed.
And if there is some issue that comes up, the head will call all the subordinates, all the people that are involved, and they will sit down and analyze the situation. And at the end, that head of the department must to take a decision what to do. Now, sometimes you will take the decision and you will make some mistake.
Hmm.
Then, what the consequences will land on his head alone. Now, if he is willing to make a change, if he is willing to collect himself in some other time, he will privately go to somebody that you think in that organization that can give him a better advice and they take it. Now, let me tell you, this is applicable to a wife in the house.
Okay.
Sometimes you come to some kind of crossroad, you don't know what to do. You say, let me go to home and talk to my wife about this. It doesn't even only end in the house of house business of marriage.
Mm.
I'm a businessman. Sometimes I have some issue in the business circle. And I want to ask my wife, hey, this thing happened.
Mm.
Why should I handle it? How should I handle it? Can you give me advice?
Mm.
She will say. And most of the time, if I take that solution, that is advice, the thing ends up well.
Like before you go, you suffer. Before you go, I mean, based on my last caller, she made a very beautiful point. I'm just going to ask you, I mean, she made a very vital point that in choosing the captain and pilot or call it whatever, usually the person with the best ability to do it is chosen. Do you think that men were created by God to have the best decision-making abilities as leaders that they are meant to be, like you said?
Thank you very much. That's a good question. That's what God expects from every man.
Ah, he said that's what God expects from every man. I disagree, Sal. But I need to go in a bit. All of this thing is even hanging up, so I don't know what I'm doing. But I totally disagree. And if you think that, Wemimo is just such a rebel, she's just such, she must just be a very bad girl. Somebody even sent me a DM and said, and your bio even has Christian. Are you sure you're a Christian like this? You're always challenging God's word. Actually, I take my thoughts and my ideas from God's word because I read the Bible and then I ask myself a lot of questions that if the interpretations that we've given to these things, I speak as about Bible and Christian because that's what I am. I can't speak very well for other religions. But if the interpretation is what we have given it, then don't you think that all men will then be wired with a total, undisputable ability to always make the best decisions because they are meant to be the head at all times. But you see that in practical terms, in many cases, women have better leadership abilities. Women are better able to make money. That's how I started thinking. I said, but if women are better leaders in many areas more than some men, I mean, it means that God expects us to blend rather than say that the man is a sole custodian of wisdom and leadership abilities, because in reality, it is not so. My lines are on fire. I need to go onto Facebook. I've not taken comments from here. And there's a lot, actually. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Where do we start from? Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's start from here. Abesiti Olalade says, I think this decision should be in this form. Like, should you see your wife as your partner and then still be comparing or seeing your relationship like a military setting where there's a commander or a ship or a lieutenant? I think that is another direction. This is another direction I think the discourse would go. Right. That's what I was saying, that in one breath, you are saying that you are one. In the next breath, you are saying, oh, it's a ship. I'm the captain. There can't be two captains. Are you really one, or are you two, or are you several? Make your choice. Bernardo Adode says, the man as a captain takes responsibility as to the investment the family has to make, the school the children attend, and so many other issues. Really? 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 So even if you... Abesiti, okay, says men in particular are obsessed with power to the extent that they can't feel better if they don't have a woman that they can issue orders to tell her sit or whatever. If not, they would not be emphasizing on these two captains of a thing. Alebi also says responsibility makes leadership. What makes a man a captain is if the man is responsible to his family, if he meets the family needs, protects the family, teaches better values by being a good example to his wife and children. Shehu Ismaila says, though we are a team, as a husband, father of our children, and the head of the family, the responsibility of the family is on me. Therefore, I lead our family and take responsibility for that. Jimmy Lomax says, this narrative will continue to be valid until we halt the idea of you are the man of the house when things go sideways in the matrimonial home. Well, I mean, that's where I started from. If you've been following Table Talk, it's the first concept of the husband's house, man of the house, and so on. Okwe Samuel says, without women's participation in politics and top decision making in Nigeria, there's nothing like equality in the home office or any organization. And Yebe Matthew, it means that the man must be the head of the family and the wife must be submissive. Would express, try to explain what this submission means. I've asked before, I will possibly make an attempt to touch a need again. You need the WhatsApp number. It's 08095975805. My time's up. I need to go in a bit. If you're a man, you've checked, you've identified you're a man, you can go onto Facebook and follow Pro Version Man. I do stuff for men there so that we can have that balance. I also make an attempt to help men understand women a bit and just live better lives with the women in their lives. All right. It's Pro Version Man on Facebook. All righty. I need to go. I can't read all these messages. I need you guys to join me again next week, Monday. Can we do that from 9 to 10? I wish I could screenshot all of these. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, because these comments are too sweet to ignore. Jide from Ikorodu is saying we should be asking, are men born leaders? I mean, that's the summary of what I've been asking you. If you insist that men have been born to lead, it means you were born with the inexcusable ability to always be a leader. Okay, maybe we'll take on that next week. Let me move this forward a bit and let's trash the are men born leaders, women are not. Right. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. We bring you the news shortly on the hour, and then you'll be listening to What's Up Lagos on the hour at 10. You have Sunnyside at 12. There's Hard Facts at 3, and there's much more throughout the day. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. Remember to follow Pro Version Man on Facebook. We've got something coming up, and we'll talk some more on social media. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria.